This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The European Union says it does not recognize the results of the recent Belarusian election, and it will impose sanctions on those who committed election fraud and repression of protesters. Ursula von der Leyen, head of the European Commission, said it would reroute 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus away from the government. The money will instead be used towards civil society, victims of the state crackdown on protesters, and the country's fight against COVID-19. Workers in Belarus began striking in recent days as part of a campaign to oust President Alexander Lukashenko. The authoritarian president extended his 26-year term in an election that detractors say was rigged. Lukashenko denies manipulating the election. Unrest in the country began to escalate after Lukashenko dismissed demands to resign following a severe police crackdown on peaceful protesters days after the August 9th election. Mali soldiers who staged a military coup leading to the resignation of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita and his government say they plan to form a civilian transitional government, adding they will organize new elections. Keita resigned and dissolved parliament late on Tuesday, hours after the soldiers detained him at gunpoint. Mali was already facing a jihadist insurgency and mass protests. The European Council President, Charles Michel, says the ouster is deeply worrying. U.S. Democrats officially nominated former Vice President Joe Biden on Tuesday to be their candidate in the November presidential election. Republicans plan to hold a similar series of events next week to nominate President Donald Trump for a second term. This is VOA News. The U.S. is imposing sanctions on two United Arab Emirates-based companies, saying they provided support to U.S. blacklisted Mahanair. The U.S. Treasury Department said in a statement it blacklisted UAE-based Parthia Cargo and Delta Parts Supply FZC for providing key parts and logistics services for Iranian airline Mahanair. It also imposed sanctions on Amin Madavi, an Iranian national based in the United Arab Emirates, for owning or controlling Parthia Cargo. South Korea on Wednesday reported 297 new coronavirus cases, its biggest daily rise since early March, as the country began restricting gatherings in the capital area amid fears that transmissions are getting out of control. The figures released by South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Wednesday brought the national caseload to slightly more than 16,000, including 306 deaths. Desperate to prevent the outbreak in the capital area from exploding into a nationwide crisis, officials have enforced stronger social distancing and gatherings of more than 50 people indoors and 100 people outdoors. Nightclubs, karaoke rooms, buffet restaurants, computer gaming cafes, and other high-risk facilities will also be shut down. Iran has now passed the 20,000 mark of deaths due to the new coronavirus, 153 of those deaths coming in the past 24 hours, according to the health ministry spokeswoman. There are now more than 350,000 total cases in Iran. United Nations officials in Sudan have sent out an urgent appeal for life-saving assistance to citizens, including hundreds of thousands of people affected by floods. Officials are asking for $1.6 billion after recent flooding caused by heavy rain has affected 17 of Sudan's 18 states. A UN spokesperson in Khartoum said more than 20,000 houses were destroyed and another 20,000 damaged by the floods. About 2,000 drinking water sources are now contaminated or non-functional, which is depriving citizens of access to clean water. Reuters reports the S&P 500 and NASDAQ scaled record highs on Wednesday as results from retailers Target and Lowe's trounced estimates, a day after the S&P 500 completed its fastest recovery ever from a bear market. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.